I'm going to invite some of our elders to come and serve us communion as believers. This is our opportunity to remind ourselves, to remind one another of the gospel we're treasuring, the good news that we're believing, that Jesus, God from eternity, became human so that he could die in my place as my substitute, pay my price. His body was broken, his blood was poured out to wash me clean, to make me new, and to give me the spiritual nourishment I need to grow in my relationship with him. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you put your trust only and completely in him, if you've taken and identified what it was you were trusting in and rejected that, turned away from that, and turned to Jesus alone for your rescue, for your salvation, embraced him as your Lord, the only one who can save, you're invited to reflect, remember, worship with us this one who is mighty to save, Jesus. I'd invite you all to, it's a helpful thing to identify, what was it I was trusting in? What was it I was depending on? I want nothing to do with that anymore. Hebrews talks about repenting of dead works to serve the living God, to invite him to fill us with his spirit and cause us to walk in his ways, cause us to live lives pleasing to him, because we can't do it on our own. And I'd invite you, if that's something, if you haven't turned from your sins, turned from whatever good thing maybe that you were trusting in and turned to Jesus alone, today's a great day. Turn, repent, say, Father, forgive me for trying to impress you with my good works, with my own deeds of righteousness, for trying to perform to please you. I recognize I'm a sinner. I need to be saved by your grace through the once for all sacrifice of Jesus. That's it. I've got nothing good to add. But I've received your grace, which is a gift I don't deserve. If that's you, take bread, take juice, reflect on what Jesus did for you. And once we've all been served as a body of believers, as a family, we'll take that together. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did, for why you came. To purchase us, to be your prized possession. Thank you that you treasure us and your relationship with us, Lord. Help us to grow in our appreciation for what you did for us, to recognize the cost, to stand in awe that the God of the universe would come down to pursue treasonous rebels and make a way for us to be forgiven so we can be brought back into relationship with you and with one another, with your body, with the church. Thank you for the good news that we treasure today. Thank you for your body broken and your blood poured out to forgive us, to transform us, to make us new. We receive grace, a gift we don't deserve, from your hand, and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean. Drink.